you can say something, but which means like we have to speak truth. And truth is a double X sword. So double H sword, it can be always go against us. But finally, on the highest level, we feel that truth is super beneficial, just like a medicine, you know. It could be bitter, it could be poison, but finally it's giving great result. And so here we have Srila Madhusudan Maharaj, and you saw a little fight before us going for the spiritual program, and fight was who will garland whom. But in my defense, I can say that when I came first time to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and I crossed the gate, I've been graciously received by Srila Madhusudan Maharaj, and he took spiritual care, not about me, all my friends, and he brought us to lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj was very happy to see us. So since that day, every time I would come to India, I would see Srila Madhusudan Maharaj is giving service to everybody and orchestrating service in Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So when Srila Gurudev passed away, his will was that Srila Madhusudan Maharaj would be a secretary. Well, actually, it seems like a secretary doesn't sound very good, but if you look at the communist system of Russia or China, the man in charge named secretary. You know, president, it's like a very, very great position for somebody being a president, but secretary, that's the person who does all the work. So Madhusudan Maharaj is still a secretary of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And of course, there's acharyas and presidents, but secretarial position is very great. This allow him to move very freely and travel all over the world. And this question, this show tonight, I just want to ask him, you know, a few interesting questions. First of all, we know when Srila Govinda Maharaj was in this world present, he broadcast the message of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the teachings of Sridhar Maharaj all over the world, and he traveled 24 times all over the globe. And so he's traveling 24 times. My question, why did he do that?
Gurudev, out of his extreme generosity to the world, the whole population of the world, and knowing the great treasure of what Guru Maharaj had to give, that for that reason he traveled around the world. He knew anybody will have some contact of appreciation and savor to Guru Maharaj, they will get an immense benefit. And this will spread to others, will spread to others. And he had 2,000% faith and clear view of who Guru Maharaj is, such a greatest nature personality. So Gurudev, he went to a lot of personal discomfort, inconvenience, and so many things to come from India and to travel around the world in that later part of his life, for the generosity to the whole public, means all of us.
Well, we're very fortunate because Srila Govinda Maharaj came maybe 7 times to Russia. Not only came to Russia, is we one of the fortunate group that where the deities were installed by him, where the places were inaugurated, Moscow and Petersburg. And, you know, several hundreds of devotees received his initiation and instructions, and were able to visit India. But one interesting question, like Srila Gurudev knew that message of Srila Sridhar Maharaj was very philosophical, very high, very deep, but he actually didn't take very, I would say, philosophical approach with general public that he met. Why did he do that? What was his special qualities?
Maharaj Gurudev also was deep, philosophical, everything. What Guru Maharaj gave, he had that storehouse, sure, and was able to go into that storehouse when needed for answering to technical questions and various questions by people who read so many books and they're reading things from different places. Maharaj, you know what is Gurudev's main quality for everybody was his affectionate care to all of the devotees. And really, this is our relationship with him. And our relationship, in fact, with all of our guardians is coming through affection. The knowledge part, the analysis part, etc. It, first of all, is to just to wake us up, to get us started in spiritual life. And then so many who know the whole ontology of the spiritual world, they are there to encourage us to always come forward and not be satisfied with the one place where we are. But always throughout the whole of our journey, affection is the powerful force. And this affection, not only not just sentimental, but through seva, through the service connection, then this affectionate bond is what is bringing our heart to happy, more happy, more sweet, greater sweet, all the way home. And this, of course, is given in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, some description along those lines. But you see, Krishna is not treating with Sudam, the cowherd boys, and with the cowherd girls, and with his mother. He's not treating them with scriptural this and scriptural that. He's doing everything there through affection and sweetness and charm. And Gurudev, in particular, his characteristic was he conquered the world with his affection, but his spiritual affection. He knows what is what. And really, he is trying to connect everybody in the seva to Guru Maharaj. And he understands anybody will be connected. It is their greatest fortune.
Well, I mean, after Gurudev left, there are many discussions how we should continue his spiritual perception. Because first of all, we have several, you know, especially in Eastern Europe, young people joining mission. They never seen Gurudev. They maybe saw some other representatives of Gurudev and, you know, a different mood. You know, someone is more inclined towards philosophy and you know, spiritual instructions. Some is more inclined towards action. Some of them are inclined towards, someone like Bhakti Lalita. She's an example of, you know, devotee's behavior and you know, like simplicity and follow the spiritual life. And how would you explain to those people who just join our mission what is the core of Krishna consciousness? What's our point today? In other words, you know, because somebody say, "Well, Guru Maharaj was a great philosopher. Gurudev was very affectionate. You know, some other devotees doing a lot of service." What would be the ideal golden path for us?
The golden path now is the same as before.
Okay.
To please Guru. What are we doing? We are trying to please Gurudev. We just want to do what makes him happy. We are trying to please Guru Maharaj, what makes him happy. And ultimately, you see, we're trying to please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You can follow all the parampara. But our connection is with our immediate guru and our immediate Vaishnava, senior Vaishnava association. So what do they want from us? We must try to think that and do that.
Okay.
And by meeting the different senior devotees, then you will get some different color, some different way of holding the jewel of Krishna consciousness, or holding the jewel of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj. So we will then, according to where we are feeling, oh yes, I'm getting much inspiration here and there, then we will try to go forwards with the inspiration from the association of the senior devotees.
Sure, but that's a very great slogan and path for us. But let's say if you, in your travel, meet some person today, and that person probably knows very little about Krishna consciousness, What would be your immediate instruction to that person? How he will plug into spiritual life, how he will please our teachers, and what would be his, you know, his path, because, you know, somebody talk about Guru Maharaj, somebody talk about Gurudev or, you know, Prabhupada, but then people realize other people may not be necessarily like them, you know, and,
sure,
you know, we can't say, oh, I like, oh, Avadhut Maharaj, are you as good as Prabhupada? If, no, I'm better, I'm Om Vishnupad.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we don't, you know, we don't say things like this. We say, well, this was like a very amazing devotee who's like Krishna, we can say associates or some kind of a special souls that came, you know, from that, you know, Krishna conscious unique background, like we would say prashadas or special devotees of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur or special souls that came from special time. So it's like, you know, in other words, like not every Christian is supposed to compare himself to Jesus Christ, right? Or maybe some great teacher came and then everybody else trying to follow the teachings, and then you say, may not, you know what, I'm really better than Jesus. Do you know why? Because Jesus talked about a few things, I talk about more things. We can't claim that. So how would we deal with the circumstance, knowing we are imperfect, but we are dealing with some kind of perfect knowledge, with very new people? I mean, what would be the truth?
Maharaj, the truth is that everybody is representing, you can say, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Okay.
Because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the present age is the one who has set the sampradaya standard, you can say. Even the cloth we are wearing, the cloth that you are, some of you are wearing, the style of the dhotis and the behavior of the devotees, the routine in the temple has been set by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
At least our shorts have been set up as Gurudev.
Our what?
Shorts.
Shorts.
With pockets. Shorts. Srila Govinda Maharaj invent his own shirt.
Shirt.
Yes. Shirt.
Shirt.
Shirt papiri.
Shorts. Shorts are the half pant.
No, not shorts. Like
shirts.
Like shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's the difference.
Short.
Anyway, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he set the sampradaya straight after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parshads at that time, after their huge wave introducing to the universe and to this planet in particular, to the human race, this planet. After Mahaprabhu came and introduced that giant wave of Krishna consciousness, after that it is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who, after the dip, has started this next wave of Krishna consciousness and made everything clean and clear in the sampradaya, showed what is and what is not devotional service and spiritual life. And so ultimately everybody's representing or indicating to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, very few could catch his message fully, but Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he was able to do that. And in the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur, the senior godbrothers would come to him after a lecture to get clarification of what was Srila Saraswati Thakur.
So are you trying to say that we're not really fully captured teachings? I mean, it's an interesting thing because this is a big claim in our sampradaya. Like, for instance, Saraswati Thakur brother, Lalita Prasad, who was more towards Sahaja, he thought, you know, Western people have very superficial understanding of Krishna consciousness. Some of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada God brothers did not really recognize ISKCON as something authentic and Gaudiya line. So what you're saying right now that Srila Guru Maharaj had very deep insight intro into the teachings of Saraswati Thakur, that gives me a lot of indication that is like Guru Maharaj an exclusive representative of Saraswati Thakur as he deeper than Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in Krishna consciousness? on particular connections, as anybody can, anybody technically can really get this message if there are very few people got it. I want to speak about us. I mean, I ask you several questions, but
that is
you
many,
follow my
you've already asked me several questions, and the first question I didn't complete answering to.
Yeah.
But the point is, there are many points here, but Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the God brothers who were there present at that time just before the passing away of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, all told that they witnessed a mystic transmission of from Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to Srila Guru Maharaj. So first I was just trying to establish the fact that how that we're representing Srila Sarasvati Thakur in the modern age. This is where we are getting our clean, pure line of Krishna consciousness. It is clear to the world. And Srila Guru Maharaj was the recipient of that special transmission, which is recorded and dealt with in various places in the booklet, which is called The Guardian of Devotion, that came from the San Jose Temple. And then from there, Srila Guru Maharaj, he was giving clarification to his senior godbrothers about what Srila Sarasvati Thakur was giving. And also, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who was a householder at that time, then he recognized the position of Srila Guru Maharaj, and he gave Srila Guru Maharaj the flat, the floor above his laboratory in 7 Sita Kanta Banerjee Lane in Calcutta. And presently, how did we come to Guru Maharaj? We came to him because we heard these recordings of Srila Prabhupada saying how he had spent just a few times, that we'd heard he just spent a few handful of times meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in person. But then Srila Prabhupada, he told that he had extensive association with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And for over 10 years, he had extensive association. And he said that Krishna and my Guru Maharaj, he's saying Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, liked that Srila Sridhar Maharaj prepare me. So Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, also has captured what is Srila Sarasvati Thakur's conception through the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj. And we know that Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's senior most disciple, means his dear most disciple, Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Maharaj, that he hand molded him from teenage years all the way through. And Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was junior in that relationship when Guru Maharaj is in the house in Calcutta, 7 Sita Kanta Banerjee Lane. Gurudev was junior, and Srila Prabhupada said, I consider Srila Sridhar Maharaj my siksha guru, what to speak of the benefit you can all get, and I consider Govinda Maharaj to be my dearmost son, even though he had his own sons. This was their relationship, and Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, instructed Govinda Maharaj when he's young to learn Bhagavad Gita from Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, we can see Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Govinda Maharaj, they're all also representing what is Srila Sarasvati Thakur's teaching. And it is coming down through parampara. And so in the present generation, because time has passed by, and sadly, it is the will of the Lord that the guru section also go through showing aging and passing away from this world. And so now in this present generation, continuing in that all of the gurus, all of the senior devotees, all of the preachers, they're presenting this current as Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev presenting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, as Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, is presenting Guru Maharaj, who's presenting this way, then each of the senior devotees and each of the gurus, they are presenting Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Sarasvati Thakur in this way. So it is the way, it's the natural progression as Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, that we will connect with a guru, with somebody who is connected in this line, who has received some grace, the grace which is coming. So, yes, Srila Saraswati Thakur has distributed so much mercy. Srila Guru Maharaj distributed so much mercy. Srila Prabhupada distributed so much mercy. Srila Govinda Maharaj distributed so much mercy. And today that mercy continues to be distributed by the merciful devotees who are connected in that line.
I mean, your words is very pacifying and very hope-giving. But still, we facing one problem in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says that an original Vedic knowledge was one, and then it's been written by Vedavyas, and then different rishis receive different, you know, specialty in different Vedas, so they kind of separate in their own field of knowledge. And then what happened was that finally, in the course of time, the complete ultimate knowledge, Vedic knowledge, was lost. And, you know, it's very scary and very, very kind of like important for us to, even with our own experience, like when many times we're going to India, and we see how much those people lost in many cases. Although they worship the deities, they might be in holy places like Vrindavan. We're even afraid to take their association because we see that they're not really representing this in a full way. So we know that, you know, every knowledge can be lost or marginalized. So the question is, like, in our tradition, can it be lost?
In due course of time. But this is another good reason why not to delay in taking our connection and our Krishna consciousness seriously. If you have to come back in another lifetime, the more lifetimes down the line,
the more knowledge you lose. Okay, I got your point.
The more of a chance that we're going to have a much harder time trying to find where is the clean, pure current.
Okay.
Now we know we've got the clean, pure current. So don't waste this lifetime. And the other thing is that, you see, we all here have got we've got connection in this line. But by good fortune, out of millions and millions of people, we've got the connection. So we've got it in this lifetime. We've got it where the current is clean and pure, where everything is in the best possible position. Best possible, that the most generous distribution coming from Srila Govinda Maharaj, from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj, coming of course from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, coming from Gaurakishore, etc., of course. But such generous distribution has come that us, from nowhere near the Indian culture, each of us, nowhere near the Indian culture when we are being brought up, we've been somehow or another fortunate to come in touch with this line. So we've come in touch, we found the purity, and Gurudev always saying the one channel we want to keep our focus. The future is the future. Kali Yuga is going to get so bad.
We're going to
get more difficulty to find the current. But now you've got the current. If anybody has got the touch of this current, they should take seriously, Mark.
But see, the meaning of our show is not only get propaganda of Krishna consciousness, to get what
propaganda,
the truth is. I mean, propaganda means we always...
It's a reality.
We always on optimistic side, but on pessimistic side, do you think we've lost something after our teachers are disappear?
Maharaj, maybe we have a bigger opportunity because they are going to be watching us very intently, and they're going to be watching also the next generations.
So you're absolutely spiritually optimistic that we've lost nothing so far?
We will have lost nothing when we connect with the proper current. Yes, I am very optimistic.
Okay, but is there a possibility we can misrepresent this knowledge?
Yes.
Do you think partially we did that, or do you think we're still okay?
Everybody, already Krishna said in the Gita that everybody is giving their own color, and we pray not to misrepresent. But I'm also sure that if there is some unintended misrepresentation, that Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, the hidden guardians, will rectify that in the heart of the not only those who have received some like wrong idea perhaps, but those who also gave it and see, oh, this mistake was there, but it will be corrected.
Well, the reason I'm asking you, because there's always questions like, are we going very broad or are we going very deep? You know, one devotee, I don't want to mention his name, but he told me, and he's a preacher, and he said, I'm very much interested in organic growth of Krishna consciousness. And I thought to myself, well, did like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have said, oh, I'm interested in organic growth of Krishna consciousness? He wants to do like spiritual revolution, he wants to do propaganda. You know, Prabhupada did a lot of propaganda, did a lot of spiritual programs. You know, Guru Maharaj was more like towards inclined deal with a smaller group of people. In the case of Govinda Maharaj, we start this discussion today. He traveled 24 times all over the world, represent Guru Maharaj. I wouldn't say he was like Govinda Maharaj, he was specialist in propaganda, but he wouldn't mind when we had full, you know, whole of people in New York, and then he had audience to speak to. So, you know, so how, what do you think is the, where's the golden path between propaganda, the deep organic spiritual growth, you know, broadcastment of some, you know, slogans and ideals and internal realizations of those in ourselves and our own? Where would be the like, kind of like the middle ideal situation?
Maharaj, the purity of purpose of the preachers must be the guideline ultimately, because different preachers will also have a different tendency, and preachers means those who are presenting the teachings. You see Nityananda Prabhu, he was a little different in his approach. In the time of Mahaprabhu, we've got some quite dramatic differences of natures of people.
So we've got complaints in times of Mahaprabhu, right?
In the time of Mahaprabhu. So what to speak of now? So it is the purity of purpose of the those who are presenting Krishna consciousness. And the thing is, you see this modern age, we're coming back to this idea that Mahaprabhu predicted that in every town and village, people will be chanting the name of the Lord. So many predictions like this, and you see this modern world of the television and news and broadcasting around the world, it has made this actually happen. It's made it possible. So why not? I mean, everybody, it is Kali Yuga, it is the greatest opportunity in throughout all of the yugas for getting the highest goal of life, for getting really not only back to relief from suffering, but to the home of beauty, sweetness, spontaneous love in the highest realm. So we see Nityananda Prabhu freely distributing, as long as they have a little faith in Gauranga, then Nityananda is distributing. Say, I will be sold out to you if you take the name of Gauranga. So distribution to many doesn't mean that it's got to be of a diluted form. And the name is the central part, and service to the name is coming through the connection with the Guru. So it is not that automatically that if you have many that it has to be of a less quality. And we also understand that not only is there many, there are 100% who have the highest quality. They're living in Goloka Vrindavan. And Nityananda and Gauranga, they want 100%. Their wish is that every town and village, we will be chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is the way in this age to go to the highest plane. So, Maharaj, it all comes to the nature of those who are presenting will have different audiences. birds of a feather flock together, if you like. Mm-hmm. And then also in the audiences, there's going to be the introduction, the next class, and automatically the devotees will search, progress. But please stay in this channel. Stay in the channel. You will be safe in the channel of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and that includes Srila Prabhupada, of course. That going to, in other ways and hearing other interpretations, may not be safe for us, especially in the beginning. We want to keep very firmly in our family line.
Okay. So, I mean, talking to you, I couldn't get anything negative. Everything you say is very positive. And I really like that because, you know, it's a devotee's vision to see everything in a positive way, because some devotees are very pessimistic about, you know, certain things, and they want to be like very orthodox, you know, to be very inner circle. Some devotees are very superficial. They say, oh, you know, who cares, let's go chant, and you know, they're not really concerned about quality of the chanting and meaning of the chanting. But what he's saying is, if our purpose are proper, if we're going with the satisfaction of Guru, Vaishnavas and Lord, no matter is it many or one, people can benefit from our preaching. And I think it's very great, it's very accommodating. He also admitting that we can lose something, but if we're sincere, you know, Krishna and Guru will give us some, you know, higher help. In other words, there'll be some adjustment.
Many hidden guardians.
Yes.
We've heard this expression from Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't just leave. Sarasvati Thakur didn't just leave. Guru Maharaj did not just leave. We saw the life of Gurudev. We actually got our example of life in separation of Guru, especially in our time, we can say from Gurudev, from Govinda Maharaj, because we had so much close time with him.
Right.
And he never once considered that Guru Maharaj has gone. He's disappeared, but Guru Maharaj is present. So we must be always aware that there are so many hidden guardians to give us protection.
I want to ask you some personal question. You may answer, may not. But like, do you feel presence of Govinda Maharaj in your life?
Yes, definitely.
How you deal with that? Like, do you pray to him, or you think whatever you do, he would approve or not? What is your approach to that?
My approach is I try to hear what he would answer in this situation. We were in many situations with Gurudev. I mean, we saw Gurudev in many situations ourselves, as a medium for many of the letters and correspondence to Gurudev, the devotees who came to the mat. We've seen many incidences,
right,
different circumstances, and we've seen how Gurudev handles them.
Right.
But in addition, we also see how Gurudev handled us, if you like, individually. Okay. And always we are trying to think, what does Gurudev want in this situation? What would he answer if I can go to knock on his door?
Right, but you see...
And we can knock on his door.
You see, there's a very popular saying called big data. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, but it's like a big thing coming in the world today. Big data means collecting as much information as possible. So we can say scriptures is also big data. Or living in with a great saint is also big data, because you observe him every day in his daily life, how he's dealing with people, how he would answer. So you kind of observe some big data by, you know, having long time experiencing, being with Guru, managing Mat and his behavior, seeing how things are dealing. But it seems like, you know, very few people like yourself, Goswami Maharaj, they've got this big data access. Like, they know all the teachings of Sridhar Maharaj, and they know how Govinda Maharaj would behave with certain people. What about for others who doesn't have that big data?
Maharaj, when we first came to the mat, we had no book. We had nothing from Guru Maharaj. But yet, We understand Guru Maharaj is delivering his discourses, his speeches, everything to get us to engage in seva. So Maharaj, all of us, at that time also, we're thinking, we maybe met Guru Maharaj a week before, but we're thinking, oh, we're here in the temple, we're engaged in service under him. So always we're thinking, oh, Guru Maharaj wants this or not. So when we are in the temple, we are also learning from the devotees who are close to him and serving him. So this way we get to understand what is the nature of Guru Maharaj, and we get told, oh, don't play the mridanga in the afternoon when the deities are sleeping, because the deities are sleeping. You know, things like this, you pick up those bits and pieces. So association with devotees is always going to be helpful. And there are so many devotees who did have extensive association with Gurudev. There are some devotees who had extensive association with Guru Maharaj.
But see, like, I never have association with Guru Maharaj in my personal life.
But you had association with Gurudev,
right.
And Gurudev has shown you Guru Maharaj's nature.
That's correct, but it's also an interesting thing. When we collect Srila Sridhara Maharaj's and Gurudev archive, and especially Srila Sridhara Maharaj's archive, and publish that, through hearing his, you know, voice and instructions and his lectures, and reading his books, many internal spiritual questions were resolved and opened and presented in a very deep way, as well as, you know, associating with Srila Govinda Maharaj. Really, just recently in America, I've been listening to Gurudev's lectures every day. I was trying to cook for devotees. That was my service. I would do cooking because everybody do different work. And I like actually cooking. I'd be happy to stay here in the kitchen and do cooking, and, you know, for the deities, for devotees. But the problem is, I don't like to wash pots. That's number one. Number two, I'm always engaged in some other things than cooking. But finally, you know, it was very peaceful for me, because every day when I do my service, I'm cooking, I'm plugging some Gurudev lecture, and I'm hearing his voice, and I kind of have a lot of inner fulfillment, inner joy. You know, kind of like, even I would tell you honestly, I would feel like I'm relaxed, because my body cooking, my mind is hearing some Hare Katha. I'm super happy. You know, my idea was like, yes, our teachers are here, but it's also important to hear their, not only their voice, because if you hear Gurudev and Guru Maharaj's voice, you can extract a lot of just from their voice, even without understanding the deep matter. But the second thing is like, you know, they've been talking about very profound stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I'm looking at young girls and boys here, and I'm thinking, like, they have so much fortune to associate with Goswami Maharaj, who's speaking very, very profound, deep spiritual things. And I don't sure that how much everybody get on which level. Because, you know, sometimes some of his stuff is very deep.
Maharaj, I'm sitting listening to his class, and yeah. I'm understanding. I have to focus to hear.
Right,
to
right. So it's intense. It's intense spiritual stuff, and the access to the deity, as well as this television, you know, we today, but there might be people 10 years from now will look at this video and you know, draw some inner fulfillment, because the questions that we talk about, absence of guru, what is truth, whether can we lose some knowledge, or, you know, or how to continue, that's a very important issue. It's not going to be the questions just for us. It will be also questions when we go, you know, for our followers. And while we are, you know, teachers and we have some followers, we have to think, well, how to give them the most, the highest, the best, I would say. And you know, one of my vision is to collect the big data, the spiritual data. And second thing is like to make it available to people, to upload in form of apps, to upload in form of lectures and Facebook and YouTube. But another point is like, how to make people listen to this, how to make people read these books, because we see right now it's the time when people kind of like getting away from books. It's like, you know, books are being popular in Prabhupada time because there was nothing else. Now with media, internet, 360, Oculus, virtual reality, you know, people more inclined towards experience. And, you know, people say, well, you know, like, I'm not prepared to, you know, to do your thing for 20 years, you know, give me something here and now, and then I believe you. So, what do you think about that? How we should approach that modern inquiry that people have?
I also have been traveling, and I see a lot of people, they want to avoid the modern things, like a backlash. So, they want a simple life. Is it just,
so we need like World War III, when everything will be destroyed, internet will be destroyed, cars will be destroyed, everybody keep walking for survival of the food, and then they will kind of like listen for word of mouth. I mean, we're living in a modern world, and I understand we're dealing, I mean, look, here's what it is. I'm just start realizing I'm really old guy. Not because I'm an old guy by age, but you know, certain young people with certain websites and certain way they're dealing with internet and content and like certain things, we just like, think of this, like when I was young, I see certain people, I know for sure they don't get it. It doesn't mean that they're stupid. It just means like, they don't get it, what's happening today with informational media content, with music, with art, with way of communication. So, and I really think, you know, as whatever spiritual path or religion, we have to be prepared dealing, just like Prabhupada, he came and started dealing with hippies. And they're being hippies, they realize, you know, oh, a book distribution or this model or that model, kind of, Prabhupada kind of defined his, you know, his strategy within, you know, a Western people. And speaking about, he came to America, the most amazing time of psychedelic art revolution, music revolution, sexual revolution, you know, drug revolution. You know, he's been in a very revolutionary time. And for some reason, he learned how to, you know, deal with the mass of young people. What do you think about us?
Well, he also got the young people, including ourselves when we started out, and still now, but we were going out and distributing his books in our days. Because what we say, we can try to encourage someone to read a book, but the value of the message when it comes through the purity of the guru and coming through the purity of the agent of the Lord, then if we can get people to read the message that those days of Srila Prabhupada. But similarly, those who have interest, those who can give some honor to the book, then we have now fully available digitally and for the whole world, completely free for anybody who's got a smartphone anywhere, then practically all of the books of the mat, most of them are also in audio format so people can hear them. And it is true, this age that you're saying, it is the age when people readily can have access to all of the books, all of the information, the words of our teachers, lectures, videos, all kinds of media are there.
Okay.
But we have to be able to give people the faith that what you're hearing from is the most honorable source. It is not questionable. And secondly, the encouragement to try to take this daily as a sadhana means like we take our breakfast and our dinner, we take something in the morning and the evening for our spiritual life. We've got so much facility, but like you said, the big data, you know, now there's a lot of, you know, keenness to get all the books, all the audios, all the videos, everything, all on the hard drive. But we've got to get that into our heart.
Yeah, and from hard drive to heart.
Hard drive to head to heart.
Okay.
But
so the head has to be in the middle.
Well, the head.
I thought you can plug in hard drive directly into the heart.
Maybe the future you'll be able to do it.
Okay.
But then the feeling process is going to be the real process.
Okay.
And all of it is intended to get us to feel, to waken up love, beauty, charm, sweetness, our relation with the Vaishnavas and the Lord in that category. And one other thing is that the scriptures, the teachings, everything, you know, the Guru Maharaj described the Vedas as signboards. Go in that direction. The signboard, go in that direction. And also, the life of us all is we are a signboard to our gurus. They're a signboard. We are all signboards. It's not, oh, we've got all knowledge. But we know where to go to get your fulfillment. We are a signboard, but you have to go. You can't just Google map it. However good your 3D Google map, you know, you can see the building, the house, everything else. However good it is, that's not the real place. We have to go ourselves.
Very encouraging. I hope we will.
Gurudev is sure, as long as we keep clear of Vaishnava apparat, then sooner or later we must be successful. And Vaishnavism is to avoid Vaishnava apparat.
Well, I mean, speaking with enthusiasm is very big fortune in our world, because this path is not an easy path, and it's eternal path. So meeting with somebody like Madhusudan Maharaj on this path and hearing from him, getting inspiration, I think it's very important for us, because in certain spiritual teachings, people think, oh, I do this and this and this, I chant that mantra, I do that many rituals, I follow that many principles, I guarantee this life in spiritual world. So when we met Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, that wasn't their idea. Their idea was about developing consciousness, going deeper on a conscious plane, and there's no guarantee. But at the same time, there is undoubtable guarantee that if you perceive this path, you will receive the greatest treasure you can ever get. So it's very good. I'm very inspired. I don't know about others. Are you guys inspired?
Yes.
Okay. So they, then you can ask your questions, actually.
They all have heard, all of them, they heard from their guru their first instruction. Chant the holy name, learn the 10 offenses and avoid them. Maharaj, they all know the 10 offenses. You can ask them the 10 offenses. They'll tell you.
Okay, so what's the first offense we can answer?
Maybe you have to speak in Russian.
Prabhupada, you know what is the first offense to holy name?
Yes, they know. They've been practicing.
Huh? Called sadhu ninda guru avagya. Sadhu ninda means criticism of sadhus, and guru avagya, not to follow instructions of guru. And one of the instructions of guru is to chant the name, because...
Without offense.
Yes, without offense, which is like very, very difficult.
Some water for them.
But anyway, there are... Definitely great poem of Srila Govinda Maharaj about offenses, and actually it's an interesting way. In my personal life, you know, I'm not like Goswami Maharaj, he's always very deeply and studied the books. I have like time when I try to go to internal self, and then I go to study the books. So it's an interesting thing. When I go to my fasting program, sometimes I would hear or read Harinama Chintamani by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but really it's a book where Bhaktivinoda Thakur described talk between Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, and that's about chanting the holy name. It's an amazing book that gives you a lot of insight on that issue. Or my other favorite book is Prema Vivarta by Jagananda Pandit, because he is giving very sweet description of... and again, we don't even know how this Harinam Chintamani came if Bhaktivinoda Thakur wouldn't give it to us, because it's written by him. So like how Bhaktivinoda Thakur could be present in front of Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, how he grasped all this divine stuff, and how, you know, I mean, reading this book, it gives you the most amazing experience, and other stuff like, you know, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other great acharyas gave us, like in Rupa Goswami books, it would be about relationship of Krishna and his very close servitors in the spiritual world. I mean, how you can possibly think that somebody, you know, human level can have such a great spiritual knowledge, and you have access to this big data, which means real big data, the divine data, you know, the Krishna's internal relationship with devotees, or like the Mahaprabhu himself explaining to the great Namacharya, you know, who's Brahma previously, the value of chanting holy name, which is like, it's very hard for us to value something that we paid nothing. It's very difficult for us to get appreciation and grace, because it takes time to understand what Krishna consciousness in order to get deep appreciation of what Krishna consciousness is. And maybe sometimes you have to lose some of the Krishna consciousness to understand what it is truly. Anyway, you know, it's a great program tonight. And are you going tomorrow to India?
Yes.
Okay, so it seems like...
Via one stop, so I get there the day after tomorrow.
It seems like we're very happy that you have this opportunity to go to India. We also have some devotees here. Probably by this spring we'll have big invasion to India, Gaur Purnima time. And I think it's a great talk. It's very inspiring. And forgive me my offenses. I ask some little bit of provocative questions. But you know, to run the show means thesis, antithesis, and the synthesis. That's what's most important.
Maharaj, there's plenty more to say, but the essence is there. We must continue happily, understand our really good fortune if we can recognize anything about this, not waste our time, and know that it is going to the land of love and beauty. We've seen the wonderful personalities. We've seen Gurudev. We've seen Guru Maharaj. By their grace, we've had been with them as their servitors, if you like. We know that what they are giving to the world is the topmost thing.
Then we should chant. Without offense.
Without offense. Think of each of the 10 offenses while you chant and do the opposite of the offense.
Mars, when I chant, I can't think.
That's because the spiritual emotion has taken over you.
Hare Krishna. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govinda Ram Shri
Madhusudana. Gopal Govinda Ram.
Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana.
Giridhari Gopinath Madanamohana.
Giridhari Gopinath Madanamohana.
Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra.
Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda.
Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunatha.
Gaya Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunatha.
Gaya Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunatha.
Gaya Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunatha.
Jiva Gopala Bhakta Bhakta Raghunatha.
Jiva Gopala Bhakta.
Jai Gosani Jarna Munita Nadaso.
Jai
Special guest, Srila Madhusudan Maharaj. He's leaving us India tomorrow and continue spreading the message of Mahaprabhu and our Guru Varga, our teachers, and will lead the parikrama with Chinese and international devotees in Vrindavan, and we hope that we'll receive the grace as well as far as ourselves. We'll try to continue chant without offense through good association of devotees, and that will please our gurus, and it feels like it's possible when you have good company.
You know, and try to understand Gurudev, try to understand Guru Maharaj, their yes. nature as much as possible. As much as we understand them, we are going to be
Haribo.
Safe and sound.
Okay.
Through their books, through their devotees, through following the process, chanting Hare Krishna, being happy.